Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. This is the show that gets you back on track for your career, gets you up to the next ladder in the next rung in the corporate ladder. And we have a man who's done just that across several countries. He's a man who has cracked the cookie of investment banking and actually been the founder of one of the few investment banks that started from scratch here in the UAE, one of our homegrown Dubai success stories. There's so many of them everywhere you look. Let's hear a little bit about the background of Mr. Sanjay Vig.
Vig is the managing director of Alpin Capital Limited. He also serves as a member on the advisory board on Bank Saracen Alpin Limited. He's an economics and finance professional with over 28 years of corporate investment banking experience in India, the UAE, and the Middle East. During his tenure at Alpin Capital, since December 2005, he has executed mandates of approximately $10 billion. Prior to joining Alpin Capital, Sanjay was employed as Senior Vice President and Head of Capital Markets with Emirates Financial Services at Emirates Bank Group. Married with two children, he enjoys traveling on holidays with his family. He's also been trying to start golf for the last couple of years, and he hopes to be a golfer someday.
It's one of the few real investment bankers in town. This is the story of Mr. Sanjay Vig. Welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, Shane.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I've always been a fan of Alpin Capital and what you guys have done. It's always hard to start your own business, but it's even harder to start. You know, I think an investment bank is one of those really challenging areas in terms of regulation, in terms of setting up, and you know, it's all fee income, so you don't have some of the other cushions that maybe other institutions have. So it's quite exciting to have you here. So one of the
Thank you. And since I didn't start as an investment banker, I started as a corporate banker and gradually took on different challenges and then became an investment banker about 12 years ago. And since then, have no regrets. I've enjoyed what I'm doing and I still continue to enjoy.
Right. And that's a tough transition though, isn't it? Because most people, you know, once you get stuck into that corporate banking space, you know, not only do you get stuck as a corporate banker, but then you actually can get stuck into your segment. Oh, he's only large caps, or he's only SME banking, or he's only mid caps. So even just to break within corporate banking itself is tough. To make the jump out of corporate banking into investment banking is even tougher.
Well, it's not the first jump in my life. I started my career with a nationalized bank, a local bank in India. And 10 years later, I moved to a foreign bank. So that was a big move in itself. And then again, 2000, I moved to Dubai, which was again a different transition. You're moving from local corporate banking into international corporate banking. And in 2002, I moved to investment banking. So everything, every step is a challenge, but then you accept it and get on with life. And, you know, by and large, it's just that whatever you want to do, you can do it if you really work hard on it.
But sometimes you figure that out too late, right? You know, because it's only after you've gone and you've tried a few concepts or you've really gone through that process of taking something from concept into reality and you're like, wow, this actually, you can actually do this. Versus early on in your career, you know, how do you know what's possible? Do you find that maybe your belief in the ability to create in terms of to go from scratch has increased over time?
Well, in the sense that I think the first transition which I had, which was from a local bank to a foreign bank, was probably a very challenging one, a scary one at that point of time. So I think once you had that move, 2001, when I moved to Dubai, I found that commercial banking here was still very archaic, very traditional, compared to what I was doing in India. And the intent was, let's do something different. And happily, I got an opportunity with Emirates Bank. They were creating capital markets at that point of time. I was hired as the head of capital markets. And within a phase of 4 years, we actually opened up investment banking in the UAE. We did the first five IPOs, the first three bond issues, first five bond issues, first three sukuks.
Who was it? This was with Emirates?
This was with Emirates, yes.
Okay.
So it was an interesting phase, and while the market was opening, I was there. And that helped me sort of get into the trait of understanding investment banking in the Middle East.
So what is, you know, I think this is one of the big questions, you know, what exactly is investment banking? To some people, it's as long as you're involved in mergers and acquisitions, that's investment banking. To other people, you know, if you're not involved with capital markets, if you're not doing the IPOs or, you know, the share offerings, then you're not an investment banker. Where does the truth lie on this? Where's the jury?
No, in the sense that you have three or four facets to it. There could be debt capital markets. There could be equity capital markets.
What are these things, our non-banking audience? Like, what's a debt capital market?
A debt capital market is basically where you go to the public markets to raise capital for a company. It could be for expansion. It could be for refinancing. It could be for a lot of corporate purposes. But this is where you go and seek listed debt markets, so primarily a bond or a sukuk, or other structures that could be possible.
So this is Sanjay Vig. He is the managing director for Alpen Capital, one of the founding members, one of the original investment bankers, who's doing the first five IPOs in the region. He's going to shed some light into how to be a success in the banking environment here in the GCC, one of the most exciting environments as well. So